Persian speakers of the region traditionally referred to the Pashtun tribesmen living south of Kabul as Afghans, although the origin of the term is disputed. Some historians suggest that Afghan is of Turkic origin, referring simply to people who lived between two places, in this case, Persia and India. Others suggest that the term developed from Ashvaka, which was Sanskrit for horseman. The area was known for men of great horse-riding skill. Watching a game of buzkashi, Afghanistan's national sport, confirms to any outsider that the Afghans are superb horsemen. Buzkashi, which means literally goat grabbing, is similar to polo, but mallets and balls are shunned in favour of a decapitated, disemboweled goat's carcass, which is grabbed by leaning low out of the saddle at high speed. Like polo, buzkashi helped to train cavalrymen, and cavalrymen from the area were highly regarded by all for whom they fought. Afghanistan and the land of the Afghans referred to the areas belonging specifically to the Pashtuns, even after the establishment of a monarchy by Ahmad Shah Durrani in 1747. Although this was the first time the disparate groups had been brought together, the monarchy remained known as the Kingdom of Kabul until expansion, centralization, the subjection of the country and its people to treaties, and finally a constitution required an official name for the area. The term Afghan also required modernizing, from denoting the dominant ethnic group to applying to the entire ethnic mosaic that now comprised Afghanistan and the people the rest of the world called Afghans. The Pashtuns, though, have remained the driving force behind Afghan politics through the monarchy, the Democratic Republic, and during the Mujahideen and Taliban eras. The current, early 2009 president, Hamid Karzai, is also Pashtun, although the government, self-consciously, aims at reflecting the country's ethnic mix in all its institutions. Essential to Pashtun culture is Pashtunwali, a pre-Islamic honour code by which Pashtuns live. Honour, solidarity, hospitality, mutual support, shame and revenge are its most important values. The defence of honour for Pashtuns, even unto death, is a must. Other tenets of Pashtunwali are strongly influential on Pashtuns' social behaviour. Hospitality, especially to those in need, is obligatory, and injustice is met always with revenge. The saying, "Revenge is a dish best served cold."